La RAE Argentina al mondo.
RAE Argentinian in die Welt.
RAE Argentina al mondo.
And here's our regular segment dedicated to science and technology news. We're going to start by mentioning a recognition won by an Argentine scientist, an Argentine vet, Carlos Lanusse. He was recognized by the American Association of Veterinary Parasitology. Lanusse is a researcher at CONICET, and he was distinguished for his contribution to the generation of original knowledge. According to the justification of the award, Lanusse and his team made, from Argentina, a fundamental contribution to the knowledge of veterinary drug parasitology in relation to the optimization of the control of helminth parasites that affect large animals. This contribution, says the document, is an essential contribution to understanding the antiparasitic action and the phenomena of resistance to the effect of drugs. Two Argentine researchers bring together science and art to raise awareness about the discrimination of people of African background in Argentina. Integro is a fictional audiovisual short made by CONICET's philosopher and researcher Ana Paula Penchasade and visual artist Gaby Messina, that is about the descendants of Africans here in Argentina. The first scene is a classic of school acts, boys and girls with black faces, paint their faces with burnt cork. That's traditional during national holidays like 25 de Mayo to represent slavery in school acts that commemorate national dates, mainly May 25th. In the following map, you can see two street vendors from Senegal selling objects in the street, mainly neighborhoods like Once. They produce this with a subsidy of the city of Buenos Aires. They have original music written by Gustavo Santaolalla, and this piece was released first on social media. It has already been seen by 250,000 people online. Penchasade, who's an expert in migrations, explained that even though the question about the supposed disappearance of Afro-Argentines in our country has multiple answers, none is conclusive. What is clear is that Argentina has built this image of itself as a white and European nation, ignoring everybody that doesn't match this idea. With the audiovisual pieces and photographic portraits they created, Penchasade and Messina seek to offer viewers an opportunity to review the way in which the past is built. Exclusion was naturalized, and values and expectations continue to be imposed based on prejudices that are about the color of the skin. The researcher explained that today in Argentina, various African collectives can be differentiated. We've got Argentines that are descendants of African slaves, Afro-descendants. We've got Latin American migrants of African descent, such as Haitians and Dominicans, for example, and the relatively new African migrants, mainly from Senegal, Congo and Cape Verde, that started arriving in the country about 20 to 25 years ago. It also points out that the new generations of sons and daughters of African migrants born in Argentina by the principle of land rights make up a new group of Afro Argentines. Each of these groups, she said, has different agendas and demands, and they are all included in this documentary made by Ana Paula Penchasade and Gaby Messina, entitled Integro, Integro and Integro. Argentine science is in the struggle to sustain quality and prestige despite the cutting of state funds. This is according to a report recently published by the Centro de Investigación y Formación de la República Argentina, the CIFRA think tank, which analyzes the scope of the downsizing in the sector of science and technology. This study was also carried out taking into account the evolution of the income of CONICET scholars and researchers. There's been, according to this study, a 38% cut in funds for the sector, whereas the income of scholars and researchers working for CONICET, which is the main research institution in the country run by the state, had a drop of between 35 and 37% in their purchasing power after 4 years of uninterrupted falls. In the report, it is realized that while Argentine researchers continue to obtain international recognition for the constant production of knowledge, says the document, in our country, the downsizing in science and technology affects everybody in all agencies in the system. And these were the science news on RAE Argentina to the World, a segment produced by Silvana Avellaneda.
RAE Argentina al mundo. RAE Argentina 面向世界.
RAE Argentina vers le monde.
RAE Argentina to